was just a Photoshop of another game, but hey, at least it was news about the 3DS. E3 2011 happened, and the 3DS definitely had a fair amount of coverage. We got trailers for Super Mario 3D, Mario Kart 3D, Kid Icarus Uprising, and Luigi's Mansion 2 was fully unveiled, but that didn't prepare us for Battlefield 3 on the 3DS being listed by EA Portugal. However, E3...
Alright, welcome to the ZDR Monster Show again. Where's the 3DS version of Battlefield 3? Oh, yeah. Hello, Floated. Welcome to Anon Radio. Did you know that Battlefield 3 was supposedly coming to the Nintendo 3DS?
Definitely focused on Nintendo's new home console announcement, the Wii U. It was announced, and that's all I can say about the legacy of this system. During that summer, the 3DS was hurting hard. Sure, Ocarina of Time 3D came out, but it didn't do enough to turn around the slow sales for the system, so Nintendo had to make the difficult decision to cut the price from $250 to $170. To make the price cut sting that much less for those who bought a 3DS near launch, Nintendo announced that 20 NES and Game Boy Advance games would be given to them for free, with some titles being announced right there on the spot and others being announced at a later date. And Nintendo kept accidentally saying Mario 3 was going to be one of them, and it wasn't. But easily, the biggest rumor in the summer of 2011 was that Nintendo being announced at a later date. And Nintendo... kept accidentally saying Mario 3 was going to
So nobody's talking about the fact that I posted a link to a news article about Battlefield 3 on the 3DS
going to be one of them, and it wasn't, but easily. The biggest rumor in the summer of 2011 was that Nintendo had something up their sleeves. They heard people were complaining that the 3DS only had one circle pad, and a rumor popped up that they would be releasing an attachment for the handheld that upped that one to two. This rumor was accompanied by one that stated Nintendo was going to release a new 3DS model in 2012 that would de-emphasize the 3D alongside a new design and name. Now, there was a new 3DS model in 2012, the Nintendo 3DS XL. It was none of this. I mean, it was a new design, there were different elements to it, but when you get down to it, the 3DS XL was basically just a bigger 3DS, so not a radically new look or anything. This rumor, however, perfectly describes the 3DS model Nintendo released in 2013, the Nintendo 2DS. No 3D screen, completely new design,
game.
They got the release year wrong, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is what they were talking about. But back to the second circle pad, more reports popped up pertaining to it, including many claiming it would be revealed in the Japanese magazine Famitsu alongside Monster Hunter Tri-G. A description of the device leaked down when the Famitsu came? What the hell is that? Finally, a soap dish for my 3DS. This thing was a behemoth, but it was a necessary behemoth. This was made specifically to combat criticism of the 3DS compared to the upcoming NGP by Sony, finally renamed to PlayStation Vita, and to also lure in more traditional games, more stuff like Metal Gear and Resident Evil. I believe this thing was made just to shut people up about the 3DS needing a second stick, because when it came out, what am I gonna say about it? It came out, it was barely supported, and nobody bought it. In one sec, I know some people bought it, you don't have to tell me. Scott, I bought the Circle Pad Pro, go to bed with it every night. night. A rumor floated around that Xenoblade developer Monolith Soft was working on a 3DS title, and it was a threequel, the third title in a beloved series. This obviously pointed to a third Bind Kaidos game, as that was one of the only Monolith Soft series that could have gotten a third game, but nothing happened. Monolith Soft did develop the Project Cross Zone games for the 3DS, and Xenoblade was brought over to the new 3DS in 2015, but other than that, they didn't do all too much on the system. As fall came around, Super Mario 3DS and Mario Kart 3DS were both given names. And they could have been worse. And when full-blown artwork of Mario 3D Land was revealed, many with keen eyes discovered Tanuki Luigi was in the game! Fans discovered what Nintendo was too scared to reveal. Following the Nintendo 3DS Lite, we have one of the other big rumors that persisted constantly, The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask 3D. After Ocarina of Time 3D, a remake of that game's sequel seemed like a no-brainer. Pretty much every interview with Zelda producer Eiji Onuma contained a question about a Majora's Mask remake on 3DS. Fan campaigns and consistent teasing occurred for years. Nintendo knew how much people wanted this, and would put Easter eggs into games or bring it up during interviews. But it was always eclipsed by the rumor that Sonic Generations 3DS may get delayed to 2012. It didn't, but still. During the Majora's Mask 3D hysteria in 2014, various rumors came out about the game's existence. Retailer listings, hints from Nintendo. It was a game that just had to come out at some point, and I specifically remember retailer listings would use fan box art sometimes. And I will take this as an opportunity to say this box art was really good, but I like the fan box art that was more in line with Ocarina 3D. I am a big supporter of that. But here we have some fan art that some people took as a real Majora's Mask 3DS XL, purple and all. The perfect color for a Majora's Mask themed system. And what Majora's Mask system did we get? I'm glad I'm colorblind. While talking Majora's Mask, Onuma confirmed a new Zelda game for 3DS was being worked on, and later on in another interview stated that there were talks about a 3D Link to the Past remake. They would not let up about Link to the Past on 3DS, with talks of a remake and even potentially a sequel. Looking back, it's obvious why they wouldn't shut up about it, because they were making it. Honestly, even when Nintendo's pretty blunt about this kind of stuff, they still surprise me. Nearing the end of 2011, it was part of the 7th game in a popular JRPG franchise would get an enhanced remake for the 3DS. Now, many assumed it would either be Dragon Quest VII or Final Fantasy VII, and between those two, it turned out to be Dragon Quest, which was announced a year later. At the start of 2012, we're coming in hot with something that hasn't been rumored yet, the Nintendo 3DS Lite.
What? Wii U.
Thinner and better battery life than the current model. I always felt that 2012 was a very ho-hum year for the 3DS, and it starting with another rumor about the 3DS Lite solidifies that. Now, one thing that did leak that got people talking was the box art for Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy. In the top left corner, there was a logo for something called Nintendo Network. As more box art started popping up with this logo, many wondered, what is this? I assumed it was new branding for the Nintendo Wi-Fi connection. Nintendo would pop this logo in the corners of games that supported internet connectivity, and I wasn't wrong, Nintendo Network was pretty much that. I always liked the logo and name for this. It's a shame it only appeared during this generation. Like I said, 2012 was kind of a whatever year for the 3DS. It was obvious Nintendo was really pressing the Wii U's launch, so 3DS took a bit of a backseat. Why do I say this? We got press releases like this. Nintendo hired a spokesdog. Soul Calibur 5 was listed for the 3DS.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite one was when EB Games had box art for Donkey Kong 3D up.
Donkey Kong 3D. Donkey Kong 3D. Take down Donkey Kong 3D. Radex U says fluted plus plus O slash. Why is that? Thank you. This is live.
This is live. They then said it was a mistake and promptly destroyed their entire stock of fake box art. A year after this rumor, Donkey Kong Country, they then said it was a mistake and... probably destroyed their...
What? Sir William says he's tuned in from Houston, Texas. I didn't find anything about it. Alright, I saw something. What is this? What kind of Nintendo Switch game case is this?
Entire stock of fake box art? A year after this rumor, Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D was announced, and the art used on this box was from Donkey Kong Country Returns. Probably doesn't mean anything, but they might have been onto something. It was reported that Nintendo was attempting to fund third-party franchise revivals on the 3DS, with one of the series being the infamous Seaman. 3 years later, in 2015, a Seaman 3DS game was confirmed to be in development at some point, but it ended up being cancelled. That is unfortunate, because as Seaman-y as Seaman is, I feel like the 3DS would have been the perfect platform for it. But since that was confirmed to be in development, that means Nintendo was seeking other franchises to be revived on the system, which is pretty interesting. I know they said third party, but the developer of Seaman made Odama on the GameCube, which was published by Nintendo. Why didn't we get Odama 3D? A few months before E3 2012, other 3DS games
would be Obama!
As a companion title to Epic Mickey 2 on the system, this one being 2D entitled Power Illusion, a follow-up to Castle of Illusion on the Sega Genesis. That was completely true. Nintendo of America went on a rampage registering website domain names, and what happened to slip through? FireEmblemAwakening.com. Fire Emblem on 3DS was just about to release in Japan at this time, but no word of it coming over to North America or Europe just yet. While it wasn't official for a couple more months, this was pretty blatant confirmation. And not only did their domain registrations leak, but some patents came out too! If Nintendo killed a man, it would probably leak through a patent. This one showcases a new circle pad design akin to the style of the GameCube controller stick, and this one focuses on AR technology where, for example, the game tells you, find me something blue, anxiety attack follows, find something blue, bam, you win. Now, if this became anything, I'd say it was Chibi Robo Photo Finder. That game asks you to find real-life objects to take pictures of to transport into the game, which is kind of the vibe I'm getting from this patent. This one shows off using the stylus to control a game without touching the top screen, so I assume this would have been a way to implement a touchscreen sort of deal to the 3D screen of the 3DS with a vibrating stylus, and no matter how useless and wasteful of money you think this idea is, why don't you try to do what the 3DS is doing? I bet you can. Castlevania Mirror of Fate for the 3DS was rumored for E3 2012. Almost nailed it. But here we have the big one, the rumor to end all rumors, the Nintendo 3DS
XL.
NK reported that Nintendo was set to reveal a 3DS with a bigger screen similar to the Nintendo DSi XL at E3 2012. This was accompanied by Wii U pricing info, and Nintendo said it, these rumors were false. This is Nintendo 3DS XL. What the hell happened there? If we actually look at Nintendo's response to these rumors, they said some things are incorrect. Alright, so the 3DS XL isn't something. Now, going back to Fire Emblem Awakening's domain registration, you may ask, when did it officially get revealed for the States? Well, Reggie Fils-Aimé got in front of some journalists at E3 2012 and proudly said...
Fire Emblem!
Well, Reggie Fils-Aimé got in front of some journalists at E3 2012 and proudly said...
Fire Emblem Awakening's coming to Nintendo 3DS.
Damn it.
Supposed to say that, but he sure did. Alongside Fire Emblem, another game that was this eventually made it over in 2014, but a localization was consistently talked about beforehand. Back then, rumors of its translation started when many assumed the title over here would be Communicator Gamers Collection. Moving on, Alpha Dream, the developers of the Mario & Luigi series, filed a patent in 2012 showcasing how a character on the bottom screen of the 3DS would be manipulated to then help a character on the top screen progress through a level. This is literally Mario & Luigi Dream Team a year before it was announced. With the 3DS XL's introduction, many retailers start to promote the product, with one getting a little too excited. That's not right. Look, a second circle pad! I'm telling you, people would have killed for a second circle pad. Look at all the 3DS games that could use a second circle pad with Tetris Axis, Tetris Ultimate, I need this.
Tetris Axis, Tetris Ultimate, Tetris Axis, Tetris...
You had access to a top-secret Nintendo game, and all you had on you was a flipbook for a camera and decided to only film the title screen? It's a f***ing handheld system! If you can't film it there, pick it up and bring it to the bathroom! Now, the rest of 2012 was pretty light in terms of rumors and speculation, but when 2013 came along, that's when things started to heat up. The best year in 3DS history. Every single month, there was a new experience from Nintendo themselves. It was bliss. And it all started out with the announcement of a Pokemon Nintendo Direct in January. Now, keep in mind, a Pokemon 3DS title had been long awaited for at this point. They kept making games for the DS when the 3DS was a thing, but before the livestream happened, many saw the keywords 3DS in the description, implying that this wasn't going to be Pokemon 2 for the Nintendo DS. This was going to be a big boy game. Monster Hunter 4 was a 3DS exclusive, but after it got a delay, rumors persisted of it all being so a PlayStation Vita version could release alongside it.
Never.
It's actually surprising to me that Monster Hunter never made it to the Vita, but the website that reported that can always dream. Many 3DS rumors at this point had to do with trademark filings leaking out or retailer listings just having...
Okay.
Lives. New Super Luigi.
Wait.
Luigi for the 3DS? Why not? Angry Birds Star...
Angry Birds Star Wars.
Star Wars?
It sure did.
Lego Friends?
Lego?
Of course, there was the coveted special edition systems that always seemed to be announced via ads or through store inventory systems before Nintendo could even think about making them. Pokemon X and Y systems were reported via Target's inventory, Zelda A Link Between Worlds and Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon bundles were shown off in weekly ads, this Mario & Luigi Dream Team 3DS XL floated around a bit before releasing, and by God, I remember, they could not sell this for the life of them. For a special edition system, this sure went on sale a lot. This Luigi 2DS turned out to be a fake made by a fan, would you look at that? I mean, this stuff was the most exciting 3DS speculation at the time. With Mario and Sonic at the Sochi 2014 Olympic Winter Games is coming to the 3DS. Oh, never mind. F*** it, make a Luigi 2DS. Now, a pretty common way for games to get leaked is through the rating system. When a game gets rated, well, be prepared for anarchy. Steel Divers Sub Wars was ousted through these means alongside NES Remix for the Wii U. The sequel to Steel Diver was leaked through the Australian classification website. Now, I don't usually get pissed about things leaking. This was an exception. Something consistently rumored with the 3DS was legacy content from other systems being available on the Nintendo eShop. We got NES, Game Boy, Game Boy Color, and Game Gear at this point, but strangely, Reggie did say years